A journalist was sent to Jerusalem, and she had an apartment that looked out over the Wailing Wall. The Wailing Wall is the wall that's left of the temple. And that's where people go to offer their prayers. And she sees an elderly man praying vigorously. And she witnesses him doing this day after day after day, constantly, all day long. So she decides she wants to meet him. So one of the days she goes down, and when the man is done with his prayers, she introduces herself and talks with him and says, "How long have you been doing this? How long have you been coming to the wall to pray?" And he says, "Every day for the last 25 years. "What have you been praying for?" she asks him. He says, "I pray for peace. I pray for brotherhood amongst all God's people." So she says, "Well, how do you feel then after these years of prayer and seeing the world and the shape that is in and what is going on?" And he says, "It's like talking to a wall." But imagine his frustration. We have the words of Jesus, "Be at peace with one another. Be at peace with one another." What prevents this? What hinders this peace? Why can we not have peace? Our account this morning begins with a report from John, one of Jesus' disciples. "There's a man," he tells Jesus, "casting out demons in your name." Now, "in your name" is significant. Doing something in the name of another establishes a relationship. A name is known, and you can call upon a name when you have a relationship. Often we pray in Jesus' name, we say. And sometimes I believe we think that will help us get what we want, but really when you pray in the name of Jesus, it's focusing on what Jesus wants. Of living in that relationship, of praying in that relationship in His name. This man is doing these things, Jesus is told, but he's not following us. And here it kind of sets an adversarial relationship of one, he's not following us. Peace, what gets in the way? Several things, probably. One in particular is not understanding. Not understanding a question, not understanding an issue, not understanding a people. Often what gets in the way of peace is our ignorance. Also, what seems to get in the way of our peace is not believing that there can be a truth beyond our own. That there is only the truth that one sees. What gets in the way of our peace is a lack of acceptance, intolerance, personal arrogance. This last week was the death of Yogi Berra. Now, why do I bring up Yogi Berra? Yogi Berra was a Hall of Famer, a Yankee catcher from the 40s into the 60s. And what other baseball player had a cartoon character named after him? Hanna-Barbera introduced a new character to the supporting cast of Huckleberry Hound in 1958, Yogi Berra. At first, the company proclaimed the name was a coincidence. They later confessed that the inspiration of the name was from Yogi Berra. One interesting sideline. You notice that Yogi Berra has a collar with a tie. You know why? Because when they drew the cartoons, they had to do it cell by cell, picture by picture by picture. So they would use the same body And from the neck up, they would redraw the face as yogi speaks. But the body, they were able to remain the same. So if you watch an old Yogi Bear cartoon, watch for that. That's why they have the collar there. Anyways, back to Yogi Berra. Yogi Berra was known for his yogiisms. And I was reviewing those this week, and I came upon one I thought that was significant. But I remembered that he was credited as saying things like, "I never said half the things I said." Or, "Always go to other people's funerals, otherwise they won't come to yours." Yogi was asked to do some commercials. And in response, he says, "They give you cash, which is just as good as money." He's credited with saying, "It's deja vu all over again." Even though that was never really certain. He said, "When you come to a fork in the road, take it." But the one that struck me, the reason why I speak of Yogi Berra today, he said, "You can observe a lot by watching. You can observe a lot by watching." Watch Jesus. When we watch Jesus, when we pay attention to Jesus, when we really see Jesus, the truth is bigger than we can grasp. The magnitude of the sphere of truth includes a mysterious union with God that is hard for us to comprehend. Jesus holds discussions of eternity and a world without end. These are thoughts bigger than we can grasp. And yet so often there are attempts to hijack Jesus. Groups try to make Jesus their own. They use Jesus to identify them outsiders and others, just as John did. When he brings up one who is not following us. Often, people use Jesus, and along with that, use the weapon of fear. Even now, just tonight, there's talk of a super moon and a lunar eclipse, and many religious groups associate that with fear, of being afraid of what that could mean and what that can lead to. But watch Jesus. Observe Jesus, and you see peace. Jesus does not battle against those who are different, but welcomes them. Jesus is love to a confused world. Into a confused community. Jesus is reason and calm. Jesus is tenderness and tolerance. Why can we not have peace? Why can we not work to eliminate that which separates? Why can we cease battling against and enter into relationship? When we follow Jesus, we are to be a community of goodness. A goodness that is lived out in all aspects of our lives. The teachings of Jesus then are seen in us, the type of people that are produced. And the reason for peace is that each person belongs to God. Each person is dear to God. Amen.